This podcast is sponsored by ebookit.com, self-publishing solutions for the independent author and small press. Visit us today at ebookit.com. Hello and welcome to the Toastmasters podcast, the official podcast of Toastmasters International. Hello everybody and welcome to the Toastmasters International podcast, live at the Toastmasters International Convention, the 81st annual. My name is Beau Bennett.
And I'm Ryan Levesque.
And Ryan, where exactly are we in the world today?
We are at the Hilton Bonnet Creek Resort in Orlando, Florida, just a stone's throw from Disney World. As a matter of fact, it kind of seems like we're within the gates of Disney, doesn't it, Beau?
Almost.
Yeah.
Almost. We're just outside the gates.
It's pretty amazing.
Not quite cool enough to get inside.
No.
At least not without a $130 pass for the day.
Something like that.
So we are here. The energy is high. We have a lot of people walking around. We're in the main exhibitor area. Is that what you would call it, Ryan?
I think so. Yeah. The center foyer. Opening ceremonies took place last night. The Hall of Fame just wrapped up now.
Right.
And educational sessions are about to start shortly.
All right, and what Ryan and I will be doing for the next day and a half, we will be pulling aside Toastmasters and speaking with them, asking them the questions about what it's like to be a Toastmaster, what they like most about it, maybe the most embarrassing speaking situation, all the standard stuff that we've been asking, maybe with a few more surprises. And we'll get to speak with perhaps some of the contestants, if we're lucky.
That would be good. Good.
Anything else you'd like to add, Ryan? You've got the book open. You look interested in the schedule of events. What captures your attention there?
Well, the educational sessions, as I said, they're starting just a few minutes here. And we've got our first two events, The Passion of Leadership with Henry Givray, or Givray, I believe, was the pronunciation, and presentation by Jacques Elliott, world champion.
All right.
Yeah.
We did not speak with Jacques this time, did we?
Yes, we did. As a matter of fact, I spoke with him alone. You weren't there. That's
okay,
why you
okay,
don't
good.
Remember.
Good. Yeah. I was going to say, we have to edit that part out because now I'm going to feel like an idiot. But because I didn't speak with him, that makes sense. All right, good. Is there anybody we didn't speak with collectively between the two of us? I think we pretty much covered everybody,
didn't we,
was presenting here. And
I believe so.
That is good. And thanks, special thanks to Toastmasters International for arranging all of that. That's a lot of work, especially when we were doing it on our own. Remember trying to get people and scheduling and,
right.
That's a lot of work.
They've been very helpful.
Yes, they
absolutely.
Sure have.
Absolutely.
All right, well, let's get to it. And we're here with Mr. Barry Regan. How you doing, Barry?
Hey, Barry.
Hey, good. How are you guys?
We're doing great. Barry, this is your first time.
Yes, it is.
What do you think so far?
So far, I'm pretty impressed. There's been a lot of interesting things to do.
Yeah.
And quite a few Toastmasters from all over the world. I've met people from the Caribbean and Sri Lanka and all sorts of places. And I have to be honest, when they did the parade of flags, they were announcing countries that I hadn't even heard of.
Right.
Wow. So you did get to the opening ceremonies. That's good.
I went to the opening ceremonies. The keynote speaker was really awesome.
Joel Mamby?
Yeah, I was impressed.
What did you get from his presentation?
He used the concept of love in a business sense,
right. Mm-hmm.
but not love between man and a woman, more of... He broke it down and said in Greek, there are four different words for love, and he used the word term agape love,
mm-hmm.
which is a little different. It meant you treat people with respect and you set realistic expectations. It doesn't mean you're kind and soft, but it meant you're upfront and honest and things like that. And it was pretty interesting.
Right.
It made a lot of sense.
Would you say love was in the air last night?
I think for some love people, love was in the air last night.
They should have played that theme song. That would have made it interesting.
Right.
And I think it went over really well because the line to get his book signed was around the corner. I think the poor man got writer's cramp after 3 or 4 hours.
I'm sure he didn't mind.
Yeah, right. Not at
I'm sure
all.
He was happy for that. So you said that this is your first time here. Your expectations, that's kind of what I'm thinking. Because I don't remember my first conference. It's been so long now, but... Were you expecting this much of an international crowd? Were you expecting this many people?
I'm not sure what I was expecting. I was expecting a high level of quality in terms of the speakers and the educational sessions, although I haven't been to one yet. The first one starts in a little bit.
Oh, well, you're going to get it.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Take my word for it. You are going to get it. You want that high quality. It's there. Yeah. It's just waiting for you.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I hope so.
And what do you think of the facility here, Barry?
It's a really nice hotel. I was hoping to get into that pool at some point.
Mm.
Lazy River.
Yeah, nice lazy river.
It was looking pretty good.
One complaint, they're actually renting the rafts. You have to, like the inner tubes, have to pay $5 for it.
Oh.
It's like, come on, really?
Yeah. Well, I did notice, too,
that I would have
had to pay for internet in my room, and that kind of didn't make me happy.
Yeah. Right,
especially when I've been to other Hiltons and didn't have to pay for internet.
Here's a tip to all you travelers out there. If you're a member of their little club, the hotel club, most of the time they give you the internet for free. And that's usually free to sign up for, too. You just agree to accept some email from them. But that's a completely different issue. So you're having fun, Barry?
Yes, I am.
All right, great. You're in for a good time. You're staying all the way to the end?
Yep.
You're going to do the international contest?
Speech contest.
Saturday morning. I'll be there Saturday morning.
Cool.
Great.
You're going to try to sneak out and get to the parks at all?
Yeah, I think that might be my plan for this afternoon.
Ah. After the educational sessions, of course.
Yeah. You don't want to blow those off.
All right.
That's great.
Not at all.
Well, Barry, it's been a pleasure speaking with you.
Thank you.
Where are you from? District and...
District 31, Renaissance Advanced Toastmasters.
I hear that's a good club.
I've heard, yeah. We got some interesting people.
Mm. I bet you do. All right, Barry, nice speaking with you.
Thanks for stopping by.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
I have the pleasure of speaking with Mr. David Friedman. How you doing, David?
Very good. Thank you, Bo.
Where are you from?
Albany, New York, District 53.
All right. And you are treasurer of the district this year.
Yes, second time. They've trusted me enough with the money for a second year.
What does that entail? What motivated you to become the district treasurer?
I was asked by the district governor last year, who I respect and wanted to work on his team. I said, absolutely. It was a learning curve because last year they came out with a new online system for accounting for the financial part, as opposed to, you know, balancing stuff out. Like I said, you know, just in general on a piece of paper for the statement for the bank account, you did it online. It's better. You know, it's got some challenges, learning curve. But
right. What do you do for a living?
I am a trainer, technical trainer.
Okay.
So
you probably do your own finances, but you don't.
Yeah, right.
You're not like an accountant
or
anything.
No, I balance my and probably very few people. They had training in Vegas. Because it was new. Right. They had the treasurers out too, and I would think most of people didn't have a lot of beside their own finances, but they step you through it. They gave you webinars for the new system. They trained us last year in Vegas, so it was fun. You know, they have a lot of support. TI is great. District financial team is absolutely fantastic, and so you had a support there, and they would be in contact. You know, when you balance your stuff out, you know, it's all reconciled, and they do changes and keep in touch with you. So if they didn't have a certain report, they'd, you know, nudge you and say, hey, by the way, this is due, and you know, do you have it for us? And so they've got a great bunch. So you're not totally in the wind. When I was asked to do it again, I'm like, yeah, okay, I've done it before. Now I'm an old pro.
Well, you did it again. That's
right. I'm an old pro at it. TI was okay with it.
That's a good
current
sign.
District government says, yeah, that's fine.
That's great. So what advice would you have for people considering taking on district treasurer?
You can do it.
Yeah, I
think you can. I mean, if you can't balance your checkbook and you hate that, you might want to steer away from it. But if you're okay and you got some basics, and that's really what it is. I mean, the reports, they step you through it. Once you're in it, the district governor has already kind of seen these things as LJAT and LGEM. So they've kind of seen the reports. They know about it, hopefully. We were very open in communication with the district and leadership, so everyone could see the reports if they wanted to and get used to them. And again, TI gives you good feedback. You kind of go through, and it's really good, great support mechanism. And so you learn it, and it takes a couple months to learn the system too. And TI was learning it new last year, so a little learning curve. But it's fun, you know. It's challenging. It's serving the district in whatever way you can, and if you can do it, absolutely try it.
Great.
Think of it as a challenge.
Great, David. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thank you.
All right. Take care. I'm here with Mr. Peter Law. How you doing, Peter?
I'm great, thanks.
Peter, where are you from?
I'm from Perth in Western Australia.
Okay, district number?
District 17.
Great. And you were telling me earlier about a very interesting club concept that that you're part of.
It's called Netmasters. I'm actually representing them here at, on the District 17 champion.
Okay.
And I'm representing Netmasters here, but it's an online club, or sort of an online club.
Right.
We have members around the country and overseas. I did a speech the other day, and I was in Perth in Western Australia.
Okay.
And I was evaluated by someone in Queensland, which is about 3,000 kilometres away. And then we had an icebreaker from a woman in Gnubi in South Africa. And that was evaluated in the lounge room we were sitting back in Perth. And we had two Canadians online to watch how it worked, because they're also in a another very spread out, isolated area.
Right.
Yeah. So one of our big issues in Western Australia is the state is that we have a lot of miners who fly up north, and we're trying to get it so if you leave for 4 weeks or 5 weeks at a time, you can still be connected to Toastmasters.
This is great. Is this an official club with Toastmasters? You guys have a club number?
Yes, we're official club. I didn't bring my badge, so I couldn't give you my
okay,
my number.
That's okay.
But it started as a concept by a couple of men, David Nicholas and Alan Smith, brothers-in-law, and now Glenys is in it. And it's really taken off in the last 6 months because the technology has grown so quickly. It's a lot easier to do.
Sure, and I can imagine this expanding a little bit for people who just can't make a meeting. Maybe they're in a geographical location where the meetings are, you know, fairly close, but it's just very difficult to get to the meetings, whereas getting to your computer, giving a speech, watching, evaluating it, that might be a lot easier for them.
Yeah, so you can either do it live, we have it at someone's house, do it live, we'll have about 10 members there, and the other will be online, or if you don't have the time, you can actually film yourself using your laptop or a camera, and you can post it and ask for it to be evaluated online. So it's
Well, that's a great concept.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. And how long have you been doing this?
I've only been a member of Netmasters for the last 6 months because it's an advanced club.
Right.
So advanced members sort of tend to join. But actually, the person in South Africa was a brand new member and gave her icebreaker, which was fantastic, I might add. So.
That's great.
Yeah.
Well, thanks so much for sharing that with
us. No worries.
I appreciate it.
Thanks, bud.
You take care.
Thank you.
And Ryan and I are here speaking with João Mendoza. How are you?
I'm fine. It's my second time in convention, so I'm having a great time.
Great. And you come from where?
Wow, far away. Yeah. Lisbon, Portugal, in continental Europe, District 59. Wow.
So you made the commitment to come for here just for the Toastmasters conference, or is Walt Disney World your number one priority?
Well, no. The convention, Toastmasters convention is my priority, but it's not the same for my wife and kid.
Okay.
So good, right, honest now answer. They are in Disney.
Of course they
are. Are there other members from your district that are here?
Oh, yes. Some of them. One of them, that is Lars Sudman, is delivering a workshop.
Oh, right.
And we have also a contestant. Our winner, George Crispo, is competing at 7:30, I think.
Very good.
And you are the Lieutenant Governor of Education and Training for your district.
Yes, exactly. I finished the Lieutenant Governor marking last year, and now I'm Lieutenant Governor of Education. And we were four in the world. So
number four in the world.
Yeah, we are very proud about that.
So why did you let the three beat you? is it slacking, or is it just not, you're not on top of your game, or what's the
deal? You don't want it bad enough, do you?
Well, they were performing very well. The first one of the world, that is District 79, they created 57 new clubs this year. We have just created 36, which is a great accomplishment for us. But we could not reach that number, so it's amazing. We lost just the third place by two new clubs. So it's
really
it was a It was a pity.
Well, right. You got something to go for next year, right?
Oh, really? We have some energy, motivation, and we want to be better.
And you're going to be district governor. You're going to be the man in charge, right?
I hope so. Let's see.
Unless they vote you out, right?
Nah. I'm doing by my best to serve my members and I hope they are happy with what is happening in our district.
Right. Good. And now, Joao, you've just had training as Lieutenant Governor of Education and Training the past few days, is that right?
Monday and Thursday, yes.
How has that gone for you?
Yeah, it was good. One of the main things that in that training is not only the giving from the regional advice and international directors, but also the networking part that is very important, because some of the districts have different ideas and they already implemented some of them with very success results. Mm-hmm. And that is the interesting part, the discussion, the roundtables about that. And I think that is a very, very good experience for all of us, and mainly for the new persons that, well, the first timers in that role or in the trio. This, we call it trio, the district governor, lieutenant education and training, and Lieutenant Martin.
Right.
So the new in that roles is even better for them.
Right. Right. That's great.
You know, I've been with this organization for about 10 years now, and I'm starting to realize that communication is pretty important within the organization.
In fact. But it's not communication on the stage. That means talking to the other people and audience, but among the people.
Oh, yeah.
And how to communicate and how to solve problems and how to open your mind to receive new ideas and be simple, honest with everything.
Good advice. Yeah. And what message do you have for your people at home, for the peeps at home back in Portugal?
Back to Portugal. Well, Portugal, we have a great team over there. So every year we are beating the results of last year. So right now we are just having set some goals for 10 new clubs in just one area. So it's amazing, the energy. But I think in the whole Europe we have a good moment, and we have a lot of energy around. We have the last winner last year, Olivia Schofield, and now we have Jos Crespo here. It is amazing how the people is supporting them and how they expect the people who attend this conference, this convention, to give some feedback, some information about what is happening here. We are using Facebook. We have a closed group for all the members in District 59, and we are jumping there every time as possible to give what is happening here. So right now, when I finish this, I will jump on that PC and saying to everyone that, listen, we have made a small podcast with Bob and Ryan. So listen.
Great. Well, super. Then we'll let you get to it. Thanks a lot for being with us, Joao. We appreciate it.
Thanks for coming by.
Bye-bye.
And Bo and I are here with Michelle Albelin. And Michelle, I understand you're representing two districts here at the conference.
That's right. And I want to say that it's two districts across the ocean. One is District 75 from the Philippines, and the other is District 7 in Oregon.
Very good. Wow. So that must be difficult, going to club meetings on a weekly basis in two countries?
Well, my club in the Philippines meets twice a month, alternate Thursdays. And we are very good with online technology, so the meetings are posted on Facebook, and we can always do Skype.
Right. Yeah.
So I do not, obviously, fly there every 2 weeks. I would love to do that if an airline would do that. But I get to know what the speeches are and give evaluations. And then I physically attend my club in Roseburg, which, by the way, is Club 604. Founded in 1948.
Okay, write that down, Ryan.
Yep.
We got that. Mm-hmm. Cool. So what is that experience like, attending the meeting virtually through the internet?
Well, I think because I know the people, and because thanks to Facebook, I see the people's faces. Mm-hmm. So after a while, actually, the online personality is just like the real person.
Right.
You know, even the manner of typing the... Yeah. The text, you kind of know the person, if the person is warm and gushy and all
right.
that.
Right. Do people ever forget that you're there in attendance and then you speak up and it kind of startles everyone? Where'd that come from?
Usually it's mute.
Oh, okay.
Unless I'm an evaluator.
Right. Now, Michelle, you were telling me some pretty amazing things about one of your clubs.
Yes.
Why don't you share a little bit about the successes in terms of the Distinguished Club Program?
Thank you. Butter and Toast is the club that we chartered, and even the history of how it got chartered was very interesting. It was an online, we were on an online, if you remember, Yahoo Groups.
Mm-hmm.
It was
an online
group. Yeah. And somebody asked about communication improvement, attending a seminar. And I said, yeah, I'm a trainer. Yes, seminars are good, but there is only X amount that you can learn from a 2-day, 3-day seminar. You need something that's consistent. So what I would recommend is you find a Toastmasters club. And this was online, and I get all the, what is that? We've heard about Toastmasters. So we said, well, let's organize one. But this was online. Mm-hmm. So now when you need to get people together, you find out that there's distance issues.
Right.
So it took about 9 months, almost like a real child. It took about 9 months to finally charter. And so after we chartered, the first year we were Select Distinguished, but after that we were consistently Presidents Distinguished for the last 6 years. And it's not 9 over 10 DCP Gold. It was 10 over 10.
Yeah, none of that 9 over 10 stuff.
You went all the way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And just to be clear, this is the club in the Philippines or the club in Oregon?
The club in the Philippines.
The club in the Philippines.
And like I said to you earlier, the educational program is amazing. We don't Our themes are seriously thought out. I think the last one was artificial intelligence. The one before that was multiple intelligence. And our program looks like a little newsletter. It is an article, like an editorial. It's a fold thing, mm-hmm. 4-page.
Fancy.
And you can take it away and actually use it in your training, in your offices. And a lot of people do.
Right. Wow.
Mm. Sounds great. Mm-hmm. So what advice do you have out of all this experience you're gaining for doing this? What advice do you have for the listeners out there?
Well, one very important thing is you have to plan. Mm-hmm. Things don't happen by accident. You have to plan. One of the other things that Butter and Toast does is every year it has a strategic planning workshop. That sounds very heavy, but actually it's a team building. They go out to the beach and they eat a lot, but they also talk a lot, plan things. People make commitments, and the commitments are posted on Facebook. So you can't waffle off.
Yeah,
it's
you can't go back on them.
Yeah, it's posted.
Oh, I didn't mean that.
Yeah, yes, you did. You posted it.
Oh, the other thing is we celebrate a lot. We celebrate a lot. Oh, and I mentioned that to you as well. We are like the training ground for area governors. Many of the area governors in the last several years have come from the club, division governors. This year, I think our Lieutenant Governor for Education comes from the club, the division governor, and the area governor.
Great.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
So plan, celebrate the successes.
Exactly.
And eat butter and toast.
And do what Joel said yesterday. Love it. It has to be coming from a feeling of caring for each other. It's not just meeting twice a month. There's constant communication. People know what's happening in their people's families.
Right.
And it's a beautiful relationship.
That is beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Well, thanks for coming by, Michelle. We appreciate it.
Thank
Continued
you.
Success to you and your mm-hmm. clubs.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye. Ron and I are now speaking with Mr. Paul Galicia. How are you doing, Paul?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. Paul, if our listeners remember from last year, and I think even the year before, I mean, how many years has it been now?
Since we started the project?
Yeah.
1937.
Okay.
No, we first started in 2007 when we found out. So.
We spoke with you a couple times about the documentary that you guys are working on called Speak.
Speak, yes.
And
yes.
You're done.
We're done.
It's
we did
done.
It. Yeah, no, it's
complete.
Really cool. Yeah, like we finally did it. The last time we talked to you was at Foxwoods.
Actually, after that, Palm Desert.
Oh, that's right. That's
we
right.
Did speak
that's
of
right.
Palm Desert.
That's right.
Yeah.
So, and you know, we had so many things. It's such a long road to get here, but we're here, and people are loving the film, and it's really cool to see.
Yeah.
And the audiences are just really responding to it and the message of it. So.
Right.
We saw it. Was it in Palm Desert when you did the screening?
The rough
for the
cut.
Toastmasters?
That was in
Foxwoods.
Oh,
yeah.
We were Foxwoods. Okay. We saw it then, but that was. Tell us how it changed.
It's changed a lot.
Yeah.
Like you saw probably.
Is there a different winner at the end?
We went back in time and we changed everything. No, that was, you know, that was a test cut where we were really. Like, we were really trying out like some ideas and some things, and you know, it was long and it wasn't quite what we were looking for, but the feedback that we got from the audience really helped guide us through the rest of it, which was like, okay, we got to keep that in. Yeah. And they're not responding to this section. And you know, we really got an amazing amount of feedback, and then when we went home and just like, okay, there's 30 minutes of the movie out, and we just threw it out, and you know, then started focusing in on what these stories were going to be,
right?
And you know, we continued to do that for, you know, almost a year, because we, you know, that these things, these kind of films are tough, because it's like, you gotta have the money to finish it, and then you gotta do this, you know, do that. There are a lot of things you have to do, so it kind of makes it a little slower. And you know, honing it down to the like the most important element. It's like, it's kind of like writing a speech.
Yeah.
Honestly, it really is. Like, we had a great Q&A with Lance Miller, you know, one of the world champs, and we talked about it. It's like, you create all this material that you're really into, and but you don't know what your message is, and if you don't have that, then you don't have a good film, you don't have a good story, you don't have a good speech.
So speaking about the message, let's take one step back, because I think many of our listeners don't even know what we're talking about.
Ah, okay.
So what is, give us the 30-second elevator pitch and what it's about and so forth.
Speak is a feature documentary about the fear of public speaking and the Toastmasters World Championships of Public Speaking. We follow six contestants on their road to the world championship, where you watch them with their families preparing their speech, all the things that they put on the line, their struggles, their trials, their tribulations. And then you see backstage at the world championships, the tension, the high stakes of the competition itself. And then you hear these amazing speeches that, you know, you kind of know the backstory. You kind of know what they're about.
Right.
And they help inform all the things that you've seen before. And then, you know, you see the speeches, and then they announce a winner. And then after that, there are some incredibly compelling stories that we follow after the competition.
Oh, good.
So, you know, it's like the last 10 minutes of the movie are actually not about the competition.
It's kind of like the epilogue.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, and these are people's lives.
Right.
And it becomes about that, and then we bring it around to why speaking is important.
Right. Well, I got to tell you, Paul, what I like most about it is because Ryan and I, obviously, we speak with a lot of world champions.
Yeah.
A lot of speakers as well, just speakers going through the contest. We hear their stories, and it's interesting. But I think with the film, this is the first time that I got to actually feel what's going on. You're kind of like in the seat of the speakers, and you get really engaged. That's me. I mean, I'm a very visual person, so that's why it worked for me, as opposed to just listening to stories.
Right.
And I hope that the people who watch your movie will feel the same thing. I mean, you feel like the butterflies, you know, when they're going up there. So it was a great experience.
And even before they get on stage, you see them at home interacting with their families and practicing their speeches. The nausea right before they take the stage, all of that. It's
and all the tension of preparing. I mean, it is nerve-wracking to do, you know, anything like that. Not only public speaking, which is obviously the world's number one fear, you know, supposedly.
Here's a marketing idea for you.
Yes.
Use this movie as a weight loss tool. People watch
I like
it, they get
that.
The butterflies. Right. Yeah, I think it'll work. That.
Maybe put a barf bag with the
DVD.
Yeah,
exactly.
With the logo brand.
That's a good idea. We just don't want that in the movie theater.
Right. Yeah. No, not so
we
much.
Don't want the
we want popcorn
in the
bags.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, I wanted to ask you, Paul. You mentioned you cut about 30 minutes from the movie from the rough cut. I also noticed.
Lot more, actually, more than that.
More than that. Well, I noticed you actually cut the title in half.
Yes.
By 50%.
Yes.
So it formerly it was the title Speakeasy, if I remember.
It was originally called Speakeasy.
So the big question, right?
Big question.
For Toastmasters, anyone else who's listening, who's saying, okay, I want Paul's film. What
How
can
do
I do?
You get it?
Yes.
What's the story here?
Well, there are a few things you can do. So you can go and buy it on our website, speakthemovie.com.
Speakthemovie.com.
Speakthemovie.com. And so the DVD is for sale on there. And we're in movie theaters this weekend.
Congratulations.
August. Thank you. That was a long road to get there, but it's great. We're going to be in New York and L.A. August 17th to the 23rd. So if you're in New York or L.A., like, go to the movie. Go to our website. See where it is. And then we're also doing the screening tour. And the screening tours have been really great. A lot of Toastmasters have been buying the public licensing fee for it, so like they'll buy like the rights to show it in public at a club or their district, and they're having these amazing events that really help market Toastmasters to people who don't know about Toastmasters, the people who are already in Toastmasters. It kind of builds morale and, you know, gets people excited about the organization. And the people who've been really using it as a marketing tool for the, you know, for their districts and things have just seen a lot of growth. You know, I mean, some districts have like had 5% growth because they have had doing all these screenings everywhere, and like people start new clubs and people stay in. So it's a really inspiring movie for all that. So that's one thing that's also on speakthemovie.com is that not only can you buy the DVD for your home, personal use and all that, but if you want, you can like license the film to do an event.
Right.
And it's been amazing. Like we did one in Paris, London, there's one in Cape Town tonight.
Wow.
We're doing, there's one in Kathmandu, Nepal. There was one in Sydney, LA, New York, and then, you know, Evansville, Indiana, and, you know, places like that too. So it's just been like this worldwide thing. And I think people who are Toastmasters not only really enjoy the movie, but they also, there's something for them to get out of it.
You know? Yeah.
It's like a tool for them to really like say, hey, this is my organization. This is something I do. Do you not know? You know, people are like, what is Toastmasters? And I'm like, okay, well, this is part of what it is. And, you know, you can kind of show people in a way like how amazing this organization is and what you do and what you're passionate about.
Yeah. Right.
So it's been really cool. It really has been. And the people love the movie, too, you know. So.
Great. Well, I'm really looking forward to seeing the finished product. I didn't get
my advice.
Yeah.
We'll hook you up here for sure.
Yeah.
You got to see it. I mean, you guys have been there to see the first cut of it. The rough part, now you got to see the polished version.
All right.
So, yeah. So you'll give us a discount on the...
No, we'll work something out.
All right. So one more time, what's the web address on that?
Speakthemovie.com.
All right.
And also, cool. and also, please like us on Facebook.
Like you on
Facebook. Facebook.com/speakthefilm.
Speak the film. I will do that right now.
Yeah, please do it. Yeah, Facebook.com/speakthefilm. We're trying to get... You know, that's where a lot of our updates are going to be, really. It's kind of easier place to get news and stuff like that. And then this website has, you know, kind of different things about it. So.
All right.
Congratulations to you and Brian.
Cool.
Congratulations.
Thank you guys so
it's
much.
Good speaking with you again.
Yes, absolutely.
Take care.
All right. Bye.
And Ryan and I are here with Mr. Ronald Culberson. Ron, how you doing?
Good, thanks.
Good. Ron, who are you?
Well, I'm a speaker, an author, and a humorist, but I'm also the current president of the National Speakers Association. And so we are here at the Toastmasters Convention just sharing information with the folks in attendance to talk about what we do and how there is some overlap and some opportunities for the folks here.
Gotcha. And correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't that a one-year term?
It is a one-year term. How did you know that? That's amazing.
It is amazing. We're kind of like that.
Now, so, Ron, I believe a couple of years ago, the keynote speaker was Sam Silverstein.
And yes.
Is that the same position that Sam had that you have now?
It is. Sam's a good friend of mine, and he's one of my predecessors, and he was president 2 or 3 years ago.
Okay, right. Yeah.
Getting a little advice from him on how
Absolutely.
To be a good president, of course.
That's the only way to do it, by the way, is to talk with everybody that's been down the path so that you don't step in the same potholes and you don't have to reinvent the wheel. That's
right.
The only way to go.
I think that's a good lesson for all of our listeners to do it in any leadership position that they have, to talk
Certainly.
To people who've done it before.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And one of the things we're so proud about the opportunity to be here is that we really believe that there's a great opportunity for us to work together. Toastmasters is really, really good at helping people with presentation skills. And mm-hmm. that's what we know. And anybody that comes to me and says, I want to learn how to speak better, I usually tell them, check out your local Toastmasters organization. What we do, we are for the people that are in this for business.
Right.
And so people who are professionals, they're doing this for a living on in some aspect. Some may be trainers, some may be consultants, coaches, motivational speakers.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of fall into that last category. I'm primarily a keynoter is what I do for most of my work. So we're for that group within Toastmasters that really want to take this to the next level.
Okay.
And hopefully we can share some information that will be helpful to them.
Yeah.
So, Ron, I understand isn't there some kind of a track or opportunity you have for Toastmasters who aren't quite professional yet but
yep.
want to get there? Mm.
We have membership requirements to be what we call a professional member of our organization, and that really requires that someone do 25 paid engagements during a year, or I'm sorry, 20 paid engagements in a year, or they may do, as part of a salaried position, they may be doing 20 presentations a year. Mm-hmm. But there are those folks that maybe want to dabble in it, want to learn about it, but aren't quite at that point yet, and we call it the Academy for Professional Speaking. And it's essentially a way to jumpstart that process and hopefully shorten someone's learning curve by getting involved in that and then learning the ropes, getting all the basics about building a business and what you have to do to market that. So it's a great resource for people who aren't quite there to meet the membership requirements.
Cool. So how exactly does this organization work? Do you guys have materials that people take home with them, or are there meetings?
Yeah, it's a really sort of multifaceted. You become a member, you pay your membership fees, your dues. We have several conferences throughout the year. We have one big convention, which is where I got inducted as president, which was in July in Indianapolis. We generally get 1,000, 1,500 people at that. Mm-hmm. And that is full of some of the best keynote addresses you'll ever see, and then breakout sessions that talk about the business. It might talk about marketing, writing a book. It might talk about platform skills, how to tell stories or how to use humor, just the whole nine yards. In addition to that, we have other single-focused opportunities. For instance, in February, we have a weekend that's all about humor. So we'll have a faculty of staff that will do nothing but teach people to roll up their sleeves and work on developing more humor in their presentations during that weekend. Or there may be one on marketing or writing. And then in addition to that, we have a monthly magazine and a monthly audio magazine. Okay. And the audio magazine is interviews with people who've been successful in the business and learning things from them. And then the other aspect, which is kind of intangible, is the community that we develop among our members. Our founder believed that if you help each other, then everybody benefits. So rather than being an organization where we protect our secrets, if you will, because you may be a competitor. If I share this with you, you might compete with me. Our idea is if I help you and you help me, we make it a better world out there for speakers. Mm. That we all get better, and that then helps the industry, it helps the organization, and it helps us individually. So it's a very giving organization. It's unlike anything. I mean, I think there's a similar feel here as well at Toastmasters, but it's very different than most professional organizations.
Right.
That's beautiful, right? Beautiful.
Cue the music. I'm sure you can add a music track. You can add a music track on this at some point, I'm sure. I'm thinking Chariots of Fire, but you may have something
that
different.
That sounds good, yeah.
Good choice.
I'll see what I can come up with on that. Great. What else do you want to tell us about the organization?
That's about it. I don't know unless you have any specific questions. That pretty much covers it, I think.
I think you did a great job covering it. Well, where would somebody who wants to take the next step, what would they do?
You can go on the internet, and it's nsaspeaker.org, nsaspeaker.org, and you can find out every bit of information there. We're based in Phoenix, Tempe, Arizona area, so they'll find the contact information on the website.
Now, how often do you guys get confused with the National Science Association?
It's more often. I'm from the D.C. area. They think I'm the part of the National Security Administration.
Security, so.
Oh, right.
That too. Right?
I had a guy come up to me at the airport one time, and he goes, he saw my NSA tag on my bag, and he goes, do you remember the days when we couldn't talk about that?
Did he just yam and then just kind of move on, or do you have to explain it to him?
Yeah, I said it's a different organization, whereas that organization doesn't say anything, we say a lot.
Yeah, you never stop saying things.
Exactly.
Ron, it's been a pleasure meeting you. Good luck, and thanks a lot for being on with us.
Hey, thanks so much for
having
me.
Thanks, Ron.
All right, well, that is going to wrap up our show for today. Ryan, how do you enjoy the day?
It was great, Bo. Yeah, I really enjoyed it a lot, as always. Not to be surprised. It's always a good time here. And the rest of the day here, we've got the speech contest semifinals going on and candidates reception tonight, and then start back up tomorrow morning with more educational workshops and what else? Tomorrow's also the Golden Gavel dinner reception with John Maxwell.
Yes,
so I'm looking forward to that.
Yes, it is. Tomorrow we will be back. We'll be speaking with some more people, and we'll be broadcasting one more podcast episode. So I hope you enjoyed this one, and I hope you enjoy the one tomorrow. Until then, my name is Bo Bennett.
And I'm Ryan Levesque.
Take care, everybody. Bye-bye. Isn't it about time you published that book you've been thinking about? We can help with that. At ebookit.com, we've been providing authors and small presses with ebook publishing services since 2010. Visit us today at ebookit.com and let us know how we can help you.